and welcome to episode 44 of...
Happy Thanksgiving!
Cracking the Spine. It's Thanksgiving here!
Yay!
I'm Josh.
I'm Zane.
I'm Sean. And we've got other people around the room, too, because we're actually recording live from Thanksgiving 2015.
Live a week later.
Yeah.
It's live.
I said recording live. I didn't say we're broadcasting live. Does anybody else want to say hi?
Hi.
Nope.
What's your name?
Ren.
Hi, Ren. Who are you?
Nobody. Kid.
What?
Kid.
Kid, okay.
Kid.
She's a kid.
And who are you, sir?
Dan.
And who are you?
I'm Dan.
That's my
name. The name's come up before.
Damn it.
So we decide, oh, we got one more. Hello, sir.
Are you guys still have books?
No, we actually.
Nope.
Depends on who you're asking, Ren.
I don't have a phone, so I have to walk here to find out.
That's right. Without tickets. A phone, this is really the only way to get to the show, if you don't have some way to listen to it.
It's really the only way.
So we decided to do a special Thanksgiving episode of Cracking the Spine this week, where we're recording live in the kitchen as Thanksgiving preparations are being made around us.
There's food, there's shrimp.
There's crying babies.
There's crying babies.
And crackers. Good call, Ren.
There's sinks running, drawers being open. Uh-huh. Welcome to the party, pal. Anyway, let's try to keep some semblance of normal here. Zane, what are you reading this week?
I'm still reading Cuckoo's Calling by Robert Galbraith.
Okay.
Which is J.K. Rowling. And it's good. I haven't gotten very far because I haven't had a lot of time to devote to it, but it's really good. I like it a lot. A+.
Like good
so
like,
far?
Like good writing, yeah, or good like, mystery? Like what's
kind of both, and I don't like mystery. But it's really good writing. It feels like J.K. Rowling, but it's so far removed from like the Harry Potter world, and I feel like that's I'm just
F,
so happy
no,
about. No,
F
it's
minus.
Good. Because it still feels like her and it has like her sensibility, but totally separate from that world, which I feel like is just
that's cool,
really
yeah.
successful.
But it doesn't have
so I like it. I'm excited to see where it goes, and the main characters are very interesting.
Does it have Expelliarmus in it?
What?
Yeah.
Guillermo del Toro.
Guillermo.
Wow.
Del Toro.
That seemed inappropriate.
Because you can't say it.
I can say Guillermo del Toro.
He did it!
Who can cast Expelliarmus?
Expelliarmus.
It's not that funny, kiddo.
It's super funny. Good call.
Yeah.
Ren, are you reading anything these days?
No.
No?
Yeah. How old are you?
She's the new judge.
5.
But can you read?
Mm-hmm.
That's a yes.
Okay. That was a yes. We need full words.
Yes.
It's just sound.
It's
okay.
It's not a video.
Okay.
Yet.
So, actually, you got that book from the library at school, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what it was called?
There's a Cow in the Cabbage Patch.
There's a Cow in the Cabbage Patch. And you read the whole thing to Mom, right?
Yep.
So you did actually read a book.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Josh, are you reading anything?
I'm still reading Abomination very slowly. I don't know. I'm not getting into it.
It takes a while to read.
Especially when you have somebody spoil the book for you before
oh,
you just
no,
start.
I didn't get
Shut
spoiled.
Up.
That's kind of saw where I was going.
That's, all right.
Josh is on my side. You're super butthurt about it.
Mildly butthurt.
That's what Thanksgiving is all about, being butthurt.
It's just that when it comes to me, like, mild butthurt does seem like super butthurt.
Elevated
and
butthurt.
Yes, Josh, the meaning of the holiday is clearly holding in your butthurt.
Masking it with
masking
some
it.
Kind of humor.
Liquor.
I was or alcohol, yeah.
Yo, Ren is the best audience
ever. This is the best
ever.
Studio
right?
audience.
Seriously.
Sean, what are you reading?
Thank you. I was waiting for that.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Speaking of butter.
Yeah, right?
Well, we're speaking of the same thing. What do you mean speaking
are you
of?
Reading the Guillermo del Toro novelization of his life? Biography, that's what they're called.
No, I'm reading, I finished reading Dodgers, which we were talking about last week.
Oh, yeah.
Which was... really good. It's just...
What was that about?
It's about these kids from Compton who are... Actually, when we talked about it last week, I only literally just started
Oh,
it.
Right.
Yeah.
I remember.
It's about these kids from Compton who are sent on a road trip. I don't want to say too much more about it because it's a debut novel and it won't be out for a while and I don't know if I... I think I signed
a... road trip?
I think I signed a non-disclosure about it. I don't think I'm supposed to say
are
too much
serious?
About it.
What?
Yeah.
How do you... What are you... got, like, lawyers? You got, like, a book lawyer?
I'm dealing with Random House here, man. I mean, they give me advanced copy. I can probably say some stuff about it, but I don't want to say too much about
yeah,
it because,
all right.
like...
I don't want to get you sued. This kid needs to go to college, so we don't want to get you sued.
Ren, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for laughing at everything.
Are you having a good time so far?
Yeah. So far, good. I'm killing on this episode.
So, it was good. It's not the kind of thing I usually read. It's more like a Richard Price or like a David Baldacci kind of like crime fiction,
okay.
Which isn't usually my bailiwick. It was good.
Bailiwick? You just used bailiwick in a sentence.
Like pronounced it correctly.
Yeah.
Does that mean like harvest?
He
did.
He pronounced it correctly. You pronounced it incorrectly.
Bailiwick?
Twice.
Bailiwick? I've never heard it sound.
Wheelhouse?
Bailiwick.
Type of thing I usually go for.
We used to refer to it as a billy wag.
Okay.
A billy wag.
No, billy
whack.
Whack. Billy whack.
That way there was never
anyway,
confusion.
Not the kind of book I usually read. So I started, because I'm awesome, I got...
Oh, yeah. Go to hell.
Yeah, right.
I got an uncorrected manuscript of Joe Hill's The Fireman.
Uncorrected.
Yeah, it's bound like an advanced reader copy,
yeah.
But it's not copy edited yet.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So in like the past 24 hours, less than, I've read like 120 pages of it. It's phenomenal.
So I want to read it so bad.
It's really good.
Oh, I want to read it so bad.
In fact, the letter that I got from his publicity team that came with it was like. If you hear you could hear my son Archer in the background. Hey, Archer. The letter that came with it was like, there's a really limited run of these that are coming out, so if any of the booksellers that you work with are jealous, tell them just to wait until the new year, because I'm on like the list.
Oh my god.
For Joe Hill.
Here we go.
Oh, but then
Joe Hill hung
his first
out.
Going to
the
Super
phone
Bowl.
Is
the
ringing,
phone's ringing
because it's 1997.
Dogs and cats
living
together.
Hello? Anarchy.
So then I made the mistake. So like I got the book and I was really excited about it. So I tweeted out a picture of it and I Instagrammed a picture of the cover.
Yeah.
And then I read the letter and the letter was like,
don't
by the way,
don't.
We're doing a big cover
did
reveal through the
down?
Media. Oh yeah, I took everything
oh,
down. Yeah, because yeah, I wasn't supposed to do that.
Shouldn't have talked about it, man. You're gonna get double trouble.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Just to delete that part of the podcast, whoever edits this.
Not it.
We'll definitely edit it out.
It's definitely gone by now.
All right, let's go ahead and take a little break, because I think it's going swimmingly.
Very
so far,
well.
So far.
And we'll be right back in a little bit to talk about what we're thankful for and what you guys are thankful for, too.
Oh, no.
We'll be right back. And I've seen signs in the heavens. Watch the stars come down like.
Spine. It's our Thanksgiving special.
Thanksgiving!
We are live from my parents' house.
Klaxcon
giving. Recording live.
Yep. Recording live.
Yep.
Which is kind of an interesting concept since we always record live.
Yeah, it's not Thanksgiving anymore for you people.
Yeah.
But we don't usually record live in a kitchen.
No, that's we're true. Usually
we
in
record
a
live in a closed bookshop.
Spooky bookshop in the dark.
Is it spooky?
A little bit.
It's not spooky.
There's ghosts.
My parents' house is way spookier.
I was
going to
say, that's like the third spookiest place we've ever recorded.
This house is like 300 years old and super haunted.
Yeah,
this place, Zane's place, was super spooky.
My house is not
and a
spooky.
Trillion degrees.
It was super hot.
It was not hot.
So
ghosts
hot that
hate
night.
Hot weather. So there wasn't any then.
Zane's allergic to air conditioning, so it was super hot that
that's
night.
Actually true.
Allergic, yeah. That is true.
So we didn't really have like a whole quote-unquote topic that we wanted to get into today.
But we did want to talk about Thanksgiving and being thankful, and Dan's butt because he's pointing to it.
We're phoning it in.
See you later, Dan.
Bye, Dan.
Bye, Dan.
We're phoning it in.
No, we're recording live.
No, in fact, Josh went out of his way to be here today because Josh is celebrating Thanksgiving with
his
family.
Real family. Yeah.
You guys are my real family.
So he's making time and
where are you going to be at Thanksgiving, Josh?
He's right here
at dinner.
Upper Bucks County. We're in Middle Bucks County right
I was
now.
Trying to pay him a compliment, and Zane went ahead and ran all over.
Oh, because I'm here and I didn't have to be, and I am a professional?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's why. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah. Thanks, Sean.
You're welcome, Josh. I'm thankful for you.
You're not welcome, Zane.
Happy Thanksgiving!
We'll be right back.
That's what Thanksgiving is all about. Hating everyone.
What's up, Archer?
This kid back here.
He just dropped a cup on his own face.
Oh, man.
So we did ask for some people to send us...
You're loud. We're all being
Am I really loud?
We're being super loud.
I'm usually really quiet, so I try to be loud.
Yeah, I think, okay. I think we're being super loud.
If you use Levelator, it'll clean it up.
There we go.
So we did ask...
I may have to this week.
...fans to send us some tweets or emails about what they're thankful for.
A courier pigeon.
And we did get some.
We got courier pigeons?
No, we did not. A couple.
Did we get any ravens from the Game of Thrones?
No.
Owls? That's from that other one.
The Harry Potter owls?
Yeah.
No.
Wait, do the cats in Harry Potter deliver mail too? Or is it just owls?
It's just owls.
But the girls have cats.
It's owl post. No.
They have owls too?
You can bring a pet with you to Hogwarts.
Ron has a rat.
Ron has a rat.
Who's
Toads
actually...
are also acceptable. Cats are acceptable. And owls are acceptable.
Guys, here comes Archer. Say hi, Archer.
Hi,
Zane. Yay! He said hi to me.
He said hi, Zane. Say hi, Daddy.
Hi, Daddy.
Say hi, Josh.
Hi,
say hi, listeners.
Hiya.
Good job.
He's got a career in radio.
All right, now he's trying. Now he's trying to destroy the computer. Yeah. So off he goes.
Bye.
So standing right next to me are my children, Ren and Archer, who I'm incredibly thankful for. So let's get that out of the way.
All right.
And now Archer's playing with the cord for the computer. Yep.
Go for it, Archer.
Yep. No. Go ahead, keep...
Anyway, so we did get a couple of emails and a bunch of tweets. So should I just start at the beginning?
Yeah, why not?
All right, David Dean sent us an email.
That's a fake name.
He said that he is thankful for big booties.
With a Z?
With a Z.
Yeah!
Adult coloring books and cracking the spine.
Aww.
Which is super sweet. Thank
I like
you,
two
David.
Of the three of those.
I like three of the three of those. That's a perfect trifecta. It's a hat trick of thankfulness. I like you, David Dean.
Jordan Fisher at JordanRTV6 said that he also likes butts.
All right.
Yes.
Also, in reference to Josh tweeting out.
Yeah, that was in reference. I mean, it honestly.
I didn't tweet
almost,
it out. I told you guys in a text message I was thankful for that.
Oh, that's right.
Everyone
in confidence,
who
I would
let
say.
Let us know what they were thankful for, so that they were thankful for butts.
Do you guys know that David Dean is the name of the guidance counselor in the movie?
Holy crap!
No, I didn't.
Hold on. It was the Christian Slater Samantha Mathis movie about radio.
Oh. What is that name of that movie? See, I know what you're talking about.
He lives in Arizona.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What is it, Paige?
Pump up the volume.
Paige from the other room. Pump up the volume.
Nice.
David Dean is the guidance counselor, and I remember because there's this awful rap where they're like, "Cause like,
oh god,
I'm not even gonna do it." No, I'm gonna
do it.
So what happens is in the movie, the Christian Slater character records a phone conversation with the guidance counselor calling a girl who's like in trouble, and she might be suicidal, she might be pregnant. I can't remember. And like he like tries to convince her like to, you know, hide it under a blanket, like don't let the school's reputation suffer.
Yeah.
So then Christian Slater plays it on the radio show, and then he like samples it on the radio show.
So edgy.
And then the next day in school, like two of the kids are like, "My name is David Dean, and I don't know nothing because I'm a guidance counselor." Anyway, so David Dean, you're famous.
Oh, man.
Doubly famous.
I think I saw that movie one time.
Dude, that's
I think
a good
No
movie.
Holds Barred was on right after.
Seriously, as someone who does podcasts, that should be like your best favorite movie of all time.
That should be your favorite movie.
Best favorite, I said.
Not
best favorite.
Not Private Parts. What are some other radio movies?
Good
Morning Vietnam. What's the one that just came out with the dead guy, heroin, died of heroin?
Oh,
Pirate Radio.
Oh, right. That didn't just come out. The movie's like 10 years old, dude.
It's not quite that old. It's maybe like 5 years old.
It's maybe like it came out 2
they
weeks
did ago. They did a HBO did a miniseries of Walter Winchell.
Yeah, who's that? Who's Walter Winchell?
I knew you were going to say that.
Who is it? Do you know who it is?
Definitely, but I want to hear Sean's.
You guys are smarter than me, especially Zane.
He was basically the voice of like the Depression and the beginning of World War II.
So this American Life guy.
Yes, that's that's
fair. Because that always makes me depressed.
He always started a show with "Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, in America, and all the ships at sea."
Yeah, that's right. Okay, yeah. I didn't know his name. I knew that.
Colin Brady at Kesulu said that he was thankful for
Zane is moving on
the podcast. My girlfriend.
I'm thankful for your girlfriend too.
Yeah, I want to know why Colin Brady is thankful for my girlfriend. Yeah. I mean, come on, my family and my sanity.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I like that his sanity came after everything
else. After everything else. Well, maybe they're partly responsible.
Yeah, do you think his girlfriend was sitting right next to him? That's why he put it before family?
Definitely maybe. My girlfriend. I'm putting it in.
Babe, it's right there.
Yeah, it's cool. Everything's cool, baby. We're so cool.
You keep me sane.
Curtis Janwich at KJ Sandwich 15.
That's a good.
That's a little on the nose.
Says, okay. I'm thankful for Josh Henderson's existence.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, and if only Josh could feel the same way.
Yeah. He is also thankful that Josh is thankful for butts.
You stepped right over that awesome punchline that I had there.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Can I borrow some of that, you being thankful for my existence?
I'm thankful for your existence, Josh.
Thank you.
Yeah.
yeah. Well, you know.
You know. I'm thankful for Josh, blah, blah, blah.
And he's thankful that Josh is thankful for butts?
Yes. Yeah.
That seems weird.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, somebody's got to hold down the fort.
Someone's got to be thankful for butts.
Hold on. I'm sorry. We have a visitor. What's up, Ren?
Everybody should. Can I be in the
podcast? If you're talking loud enough that people can hear you, you're on. Say something.
It's do or die.
You have to turn around and talk.
I'm very thankful for my family.
Oh, that's nice.
What else are you thankful for?
For Josh.
I'm thankful for...
Josh Henderson.
Ponies.
What are you thankful for, babe?
I'm thankful for my dad, my mom.
Okay.
This is the part of the show where Sean cries.
No, I just get to hug my kid on the show, which I never get to do.
You get to hug me on the show.
I don't, though. I get
baby.
To, but I don't do it.
Yeah, well, you sit across from me, so it doesn't work out that way.
And finally, Amy Rhodes at Amy Rose 22 says that she is thankful for family, friends, God, books, love, bunnies, bears, cats, dogs, and podcasts. Keep up the great work.
Cats and dogs?
And bears.
And bears?
And yep. God?
I'm not thankful for bears.
That's a lot of stuff to be thankful for.
It is a lot.
God is everything. That's like being thankful for all things.
Right? You said that, like is that the same thing?
I'm thankful for Adams.
For what?
Adams.
Adams.
People named Adam.
Oh, A-T, that's what I heard. That's actually what I heard, Adams, but you mean atoms.
Atoms.
Well, you should work on your...
Yeah, your non-geographical diction.
Pronunciation.
You should work on getting the fuck out of here.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Seriously. Zane, what are you thankful for this year?
Ponies.
Ponies.
I'm thankful for my house. Mm-hmm. This time last year, I didn't have a house.
You had a crazy house last year, didn't you?
I had a really terrible year last year, so this year is much better. I actually have a house.
Your house.
So it's
and your landlord doesn't break in and then blame it on other people.
Exactly.
Which is pretty cool.
That's great.
Mine
so
is.
I'm thankful for having a house and ponies.
Are there
end
ponies in your house? That's it? Your husband's right in
the
other
room.
Dan. And Josh and I are sitting right here. So
I mean, if I say that I'm thankful for Dan, I'm going to get made fun of so hard later.
I'm thankful for Dan.
Pretty sure you're going to get made fun of anyway.
Yeah,
but by Dan.
Oh, I see.
Nice.
Does Dan listen to the show?
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, he says he listens to the show. I don't know.
What does that mean? Is he just...
I think sometimes he does and sometimes he doesn't.
At least Josh doesn't even lie about it. Josh is like, I don't listen to the show.
I don't. I don't listen to any show that I do. I don't watch Continue unless I edit it. I don't.
He's pulling back the veil, folks.
I did it. I don't need to live it again. Lived it.
I was ready to like call somebody out that was replying you on Twitter today. It was like, oh, I miss hearing your voice on podcasts. Longmire forever. And I really wanted to be like, you could hear him anytime you want.
Oh, yeah. Listen
and he's talked
podcast.
About Longmire on this podcast.
Right?
Yeah, because it's books.
Because it's books, exactly.
I need to read those. But I think it's too late because I know everything. I'm already in
his
psyche.
I think it would
psyche.
Take too long.
Also, they're books.
I'm thankful for sarcasm. And
was that sarcastic?
Sean, what are you thankful for?
Wow. Josh, apparently that's it. You get to be thankful for sarcasm.
I'm glad I
Josh wasn't making a serious list.
He may have been. He said
I'm glad
and
I drove 40 minutes to get here today.
40 minutes?
I had to go to Acme first.
I'm thankful. Four. I already said my kids.
Yeah. Yawn.
And and the missus. Hey, babe. I'm thankful for, like, getting books for free. Is that,
yeah, can I say that? Yeah, that's great that you can be thankful for that. I'm thankful for so good at books.
Okay, so here's the thing. Of the three books you've read this year, how many have you bought?
That's three more than...
Because I gave you The Fold. Yeah. I gave you my signed copy of A Head Full of Ghosts. I'd like that back at some point.
It'll come back.
Gave you my copy of Abomination. So you don't pay for books either.
That's true, but
that
I don't...
That doesn't work with me. I still buy books.
Yeah, I like
I do too, actually. I still buy books, too. In fact, we got two books in this week that went on sale on Tuesday. Remember how I was talking about my Pixar addiction?
Yeah.
One of them is...
Pixdiction.
It's all storyboard. It's just storyboards from, like, all of their movies.
Yeah.
And for the first time, at least as far as I know, it's the art of one of their shorts.
Okay.
And it's the short that runs before The Good Dinosaur, which I think is called, I think it's called Sanjay's Game.
Okay.
So yeah.
That paper one, right? Which one was that for before WALL-E?
Paper Man,
where the paper...
No, Paper Man actually was not Pixar. Paper Man was just Disney Studios. No, it was just Disney.
Well, I like that one too.
It was a good one.
I thought you really liked it. Are you changing your mind
now? No, I didn't. I never had a strong love for that cartoon. It's good.
This is a rough Thanksgiving.
I wasn't trying to...
Josh, what are you thankful for?
I'm done, by the way.
Yes, well, I was done too early.
Well, I wanted to do it to both of you, so that...
I guess, Zane, what we forgot to ask you what you're thankful about for?
You already asked me.
Ponies.
Well, it just seems like you're trying really hard to turn the conversation back to you, so...
Wow. I'm not. I'm asking Josh.
I'm thankful that we all can get together and be friends and never fight and never argue about how I never read books and it's
best
never brought up.
Club.
And I'm thankful for Skyrim, and I'm thankful
for mods.
For that backpack mod that you got.
I got a cool backpack mod. I'm thankful that I get to be here today on Thanksgiving.
Aww.
With my other family, who, you guys are just as good as my real family. Just as good.
Just
like
as good?
You don't...
I can't, then listen to it. And then I'll have, I want
all
to
right,
play
fair enough. Fair
then they'll kick me out.
All right.
That's about it, though.
All right. Do you guys know any Thanksgiving songs? Like
is
carols?
There such a thing?
I know one.
Really?
Yeah.
Go on.
You guys don't know it?
Or
you guys don't know any?
Nothing wrong with a little thanks and grind.
That's not a thing.
That's a Thanksgiving song.
Turkey sat on your barnyard fence and he sang this sad, sad song.
Nobody's ever heard
not
this.
A
Thanksgiving
thing.
Is coming. Gobble, gobble, gobble,
no,
gobble. And I know I'll be eating soon. Gobble, 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 gobble. And I know I'll be eating soon.
You could have just made that up and nobody would
have.
Not
a thing.
You can check with any of the six brothers and sisters that I have.
A thing.
If they listen to the show.
You have way more than six brothers and sisters.
25 brothers and sisters.
You have like 40.
Sometimes.
You're running like a Ellis Island over there.
Sister wives.
You're like, your house is like a 1920s tenement.
No, we've always thought of it more like The Sound of Music.
I've never seen it. The Sound of Music.
Is that true?
It's true. I don't like musicals.
Yeah, I'm there with you. Yeah. I mean, I've seen it, but I still don't
I've
like musicals.
I've never seen it. I know there's like
don't,
Nazis.
Just don't.
There's a Nazi guy and he sings a, you'll be 16, but then you're going to be 17. And it's like really weird. Cause it's just
like, and then she's like, gobble, 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 gobble. And I know I'll be taken by the Nazis soon. No, all right. All right, cool. I think we've taken this as far as we're going to take it. Let's take a little break. And when we come back, we'll wrap things up. Happy Thanksgiving.
That's Christmas. It's Thanksgiving. Something ancient, the angle of your eyes, and it speaks to me. And I've seen signs in the heavens, saw the stars come down lightly. Episode 44 of Cracking the Spine Thanksgiving Edition. I am still Josh.
I'm Zane.
This is the fourth episode of it's a multiple of 11 that we've ever done.
Great. That's some good math. You
right?
know, 44 is a great number. It's one of my favorite numbers.
Why?
I was born on 4-4. in
1983. All right. And 8 minus 3 is 5, and there's only one of you, so there's another 4.
All right, Da Vinci Code.
I was trying to help your
That's
point.
A book.
Did you read that one?
No.
Yeah, all right.
I wouldn't have read Da Vinci Code. It's just like a suckier Indiana Jones. There's no Nazis in it. There's no whips.
There's whips.
Dan's right.
That's right. He flagellates.
Dan's right. There's whips.
He's
right.
Whips
in there.
Damn. Dan read it.
Who invited him on the show?
God. Whose idea was it to do the show around Dan?
Yours.
So with any luck, wherever you're listening to the show right now, smells just as much like turkey as it does here.
Yeah, it does smell really
good.
We
have a spread, a full spread.
Yeah, we got shrimps and carrots and
pita chips.
Two different kinds of cocktail sauce.
One of them is from Thailand.
They made me my own stuffing.
They made you your own stuffing.
They did, because yeah. I don't eat mushrooms.
Oh, God.
What? I
his,
don't.
His wife put bacon in it.
No mushrooms, yes bacon. Best wife ever. Yeah, sorry, know. Dan.
Sorry, I'm not piggy like you.
Yeah, my husband will eat anything.
Dan would eat the bowl the stuffing yes, came in if you didn't yes! take it away from him.
Yes, he would.
That would be bad.
All right, so we want to know if you guys know any Thanksgiving songs.
I and hope you're all watching Planes, Trains, and Automobiles yeah. today.
Yes, they should marathon that.
Oh, that's they right. should that marathon They should totally marathon they that. Should.
Yeah.
That's like.
Although, you know what? Maybe they shouldn't, because I used to love A Christmas Story, and then they marathoned it, and now I hate it, because it's like
they
it's
only
so
do it,
ubiquitous.
Like, every other year or something.
Well, you gotta hear about it from everyone, and that ruins it for me, because I'm that guy, you know? Like, everyone's like, watching The Christmas Story. Ugh, God. Yeah.
Yeah,
we know you are. It's on TNT.
Yeah. That's my theory of Christmas carols, too. That Christmas carols should be,
rotated.
Staggered.
Illegal?
No, that, like, yeah. Like rotated, like
yeah.
like year one you do 1 through 5, and
yeah.
then year two you do 6 through 10, and then you switch it around.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like pick ten of the most like well known
Christmas
songs.
Songs. Oh, okay.
And then the radio station that plays the Christmas songs would only do half of them 1 year, and the other half the next year.
But there's more than one radio station, so it would still be happening.
Yeah,
but
I think we all just listen to B101.
But you would tune in.
Josh.
You would tune into the one that did that for you. The one that took care of you.
Yeah.
Just like this podcast takes care of our listeners.
That's true. We're
yes.
very nice to them, and we're never mean or sarcastic.
Exactly.
Ever.
And we love
Archer,
them.
Quit it.
And the sound of a yelling baby in the background, I think, is a time to say goodbye.
We're thankful for you. Thank you for
yeah,
listening.
Yeah, thank you guys.
So from the deep woods of Upper Bucks County, I'm Sean.
We're in the middle, but okay.
Oh, man. You just started it.
We're in Upper Bucks County, bro.
No, this is not Upper Bucks County.
All right, you know what? We'll get into this next week. Right here on Cracking the Spine.
You gotta tell them where we live.
You just did.
Best show ever.